This podcast was recorded using Uber Conference by Dialpad.
Hello, this is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller. We are at MEF in Los Angeles, and it's at the JW Marriott. We're having a good time, and we're speaking today with Gal Hochberg. He is the CEO and co-founder of Clear Blockchain Technologies. How are you doing today, Gal?
I'm great.
Good. Before we get into talking about your technology, maybe you could give our listeners a little overview of the company.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. So we're Clear Blockchain Technologies, and we started the company because we realized that there's a place to create efficiency and new types of services in different kinds of industries, but especially in telecommunications. If you think of the interactions that make up intercompany business, right? There's these grids of trade that happen. And even though they power a lot of the services we use today, behind the scenes, they're very manual. There's these teams of people that send invoices and PDFs and Excels, and it's kind of like we're still in the 1900s in certain cases. And so what we thought of, that's not going to work for the type of services we want to build in the modern world. We want that to be automated. We want it to be assured. And so we thought for a long time, and we said, what is the challenge? The challenge is that when companies do business together, they trust each other, but they still have to verify. And so the reason you have that manual work is because companies have to keep checking whether the other party did the right thing, fulfilled the order, paid the money. And we want to make that automatic. And so we thought for a long time, and we thought that any situation where there's some central party that controls a relationship is not going to work, especially not with carriers. And we said, how can we make it so that there is a way to safeguard the relationship, but not have anybody control it? That's a third party. And that's where blockchain came into the picture. And so what we do is we build software that let companies do trade with each other, like carriers enter into relationships for services, be it IDD voice, data on demand, more types of MEF services, or even roaming, and enforce those services using a blockchain that's done between the companies and in the entire industry.
Can you give our listeners a good overview, a brief overview, of the concept of blockchain and how it actually works? It doesn't have to be the telephony solution, but just how it works in general.
Absolutely. So I'm sure a lot of the listeners are familiar with databases, right? They're a core piece of our infrastructure today. And that's data stored in a central location that everybody accesses. And that's great for a lot of different reasons. It's very efficient. You can back it up. But in places where there's no central party, that doesn't work. And so the concept behind blockchain is to say, can we build a database that is secure, that is immutable, but that's not owned by any central party? And the way it works is that every participant in the shared ledger has a copy of the data, verifies what everybody else is doing, and verifies that not just, that it's correct, and that it's been cryptographically signed. And so basically, it's like a database that doesn't sit anywhere, but sits everywhere, and that we can trust has the messages that were sent to it. Nothing was erased and nothing was changed.
So in many ways, one of the major problems with telecommunications is fraud. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is going to a certain degree, minimize the fraud that's going to be going on.
Absolutely. And there's stuff we're already working on to make that happen.
Now, we're at MEF. Let everybody know what you're doing here.
All right. So if we think about the future of the industry, if we think about the vision for the future, we would want to have a global network where services can be provisioned automatically based on customer demand, on demand, right? And if we want to build a network like that, it can't be locked in to any specific vendor, to any specific way of operation. Carriers and service providers, it could be carriers, it could be cloud providers, it could be enterprises, are going to want to choose the implementations that they like. And so we believe that it's critical to build standards for how orchestration is going to work, how ordering is going to work, how settlement is going to work, how payment is going to work. And so we're here to show that we have the technology today to do inter-carrier settlement and billing on blockchain, and also to kickstart a process to start standardizing that so that when we have the standards, it could be an open ecosystem for everybody to participate in, and then we can have a global network together. So we think it's critical to be here at MEF to make that happen.
So you're in effect helping form the standards that are going to be implemented because of your knowledge and background in the blockchain technology.
Absolutely. And also kickstart building an actual network as well, so we get the value today.
Just for example, there's companies out there like Twilio, And Twilio is a transaction-oriented communication application where traditional communications has been line-oriented. So it's a prepay, postpay type solution, and you're just sending out the invoices like you've indicated. So moving forward, there's going to be more and more communications that are literally transaction-oriented, and that basically going to be what's happening in all, from my personal perspective, all communications as we move forward.
I agree. I think we'll still see some line-based, because when you have a building and there's people in the building, that may be line-based. But if you think about a consumer requirements for streaming, for VR that's coming up, if you think about IoT workloads, think about self-driving car workloads, those are things that are highly dynamic. And so you won't be able to provision a large enough line and pay for it. You'd want to have spare capacity that you use on a per use case basis. And so I believe we'll see a shift to more and more transactional use cases to enable businesses, the types of service that weren't possible before.
Yeah, it's interesting. Here at the show, we were talking with somebody about the Tesla. The Tesla currently has video around the 8 video cameras around the car. And they're using a terabyte of data a day that it has to be stored and billed for. So all of this goes into what you're talking about. And so you're talking about the cars that are going to be involved in the building, and pretty much anything that's going on in the future. It's going to be automatically taken care of.
Yep. We want, if you think about the future, today people are used to buying a compute on demand on the cloud. But why not? Why just compute in a cloud? You want compute at the edge. You want applications. You want connectivity to also be, this is what I need right now, and not I have to plan 5 months in advance. So you can sell more services in smaller pieces. And that's, I think, where it's going to go.
That's a very good point, because I'm paying for applications in the cloud on a monthly basis, and I don't use them but maybe once or twice a month. I don't want to pay for the whole month. So it's going to be coming a transactionally oriented process in the future, and it makes it much more reasonable for it's a much better experience for the customer, number one. It's less expensive, and it provides the exact service that they're looking for.
Absolutely.
So you're right in the middle of this thing. How did you happen to make that happen?
In
the middle of the blockchain, and
right.
and everybody says, oh, you're at the right place at the wrong time. Well, maybe, but it took me 20 years to get there. So, you know, like, I'm wondering what your story is.
So I've been tracking the blockchain for many, many years. I actually got offered to buy Bitcoin was $0.50 per. And I didn't, so don't take investment advice from me. But I'm just joking. And I've also tracked Ethereum since the beginning. I've been following the space for a long time. And last year in 2017, I was thinking about the space alongside with my co-founder, Iran. And we were talking about how the technology is getting to a place where it's ready for production for enterprises, right? It's been around for almost 10 years now. So it's like even in telco world, that is production ready. And on the flip side, the number of real use cases that provide value are limited. Right, we've seen currencies, but where does it go from there? And so what we thought was, we are familiar with the interactions between businesses from experience in different markets. And we know that there's a use case regarding reconciliation, ordering, and payment. And we can make that happen now that the technology is mature enough. And so it also took us many years to time it right. And I think it was also a good timing for the telco industry, because right now people are talking about how do we make transactions more efficient? How do we sell more services? And so I think it was a part luck and part planning.
That's great. What would you like our listeners to take away from our conversation about blockchain?
Here at MEF, we're showing a proof of concept alongside with our partner, Cataworks. And we have 7 carriers involved. Infoness, Sparkle, Liquid Telecom, CBCcom, Tata Communications, Singtel, and PCW Global, who all came together to show that the ordering, orchestration, quoting is possible today in seconds instead of in weeks.
Where can our listeners find out a little bit more about your company?
So you can go to clearx.io. That is our company website. You can drop us a line. We'll be happy to get on a call with you and tell you more.
This is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Resellers, speaking with Gal Hochberg. He is the CEO and co-founder of Clear Blockchain Technologies. And Gal, it's you literally are leading edge on this one, and you're going to capture a market segment that's going to lead you into every other market segment out there. So good going.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Good job.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.